Welcome to WebCamps TV. I'm your host, Brady Gaster, and today I would like to introduce you to my brand new teammate, John Galloway.
Hello.
You've probably heard of John Galloway in the past. Throughout the show, he's going to introduce you to some of the community work that he's done over the years. But first, we want to tell you why the map is up on the screen right now. John, why is the map up on the screen right now?
Well, at first I'd assumed it's kind of like a you are here, because we are both right now in lovely Redmond, Washington.
Right, sunny today.
But I think we're also going to be talking about some exciting world traveling that's going to be going up soon.
I think the first place we're going to be stopping, if I can spell this right, is in a place called Brussels, Belgium, which I could not have found on the map unless I'd been able to search Bing and actually pull it up. You can see right here, Brussels, Belgium. That's where I am going to be on May 3rd. I'll go ahead and tell you why. This is WebCamps, so we're going to tell you about a series of roadshows that we're going to do called WebCamps.
Yep.
URL is devcamps.ms/web, or if you just go to webcamps.ms, you'll land there. We kind of want to tell you a little bit about some of the different sessions that you're going to learn about there. Obviously, we're going to be talking about, very first thing on there, the Microsoft Web Stack. We're going to be talking about all the cool stuff that you can do in IE, ASP.NET, Web API, all kinds of good stuff. We're going to go through the list of sessions that you're going to see and kind of introduce some of them right now. First one's obviously just kind of a welcome back. So, you know, welcome back to John so he can talk about IE.
Great. Yeah. Well, so next thing on the list is IE talking about some of the cool features in IE9. So things like we've got site pinning, we've got jump lists, and we've got, you know, just taking advantage of standard support. If you've been building complicated HTML, CSS, workarounds, whatever, for previous versions, it's really time to get involved and jump into the newer standards. So one thing, though, we were talking earlier, I really like the site pinning. And we just recently set this up on the ASP.NET website. So if you're not familiar with this, so here we've got the ASP.NET website. Drag this down, and now that site's pinned. And this was, we actually use, it's called buildmypinnedsite.com, and it's provided by the IE9 team. And what it's doing here is now it's got a jump list, and you'll see this actually is pulling up from an RSS feed. This is dynamic. So that means every day when we post a new daily community spotlight item, that this feed updates. And so it's got all these, you know, things. So this feed here is mirrored right here on the jump list. And this was really easy to set up. It was pretty cool.
Nice. Because there's a tool that you can use, obviously.
Exactly. Yep.
Pretty cool.
Fun. And then, you know, now we're on your task bar, so you better visit us every day.
Oh, I will every single day. Trust me. I usually do anyway. So moving on, a couple of the other things we're going to talk about in there. I didn't know site pinning was so cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Pretty neat.
Just in case you've already got, Windows 8 installed, one of the other things that we're going to be talking about during the IE9 session, we're going to introduce you to IE10. Start to show you some IE10 features, what you can do to get prepared for IE10, a lot of other cool stuff. You'll learn a lot about IE10 as well. A show that you may have seen a couple months back was a show that I did with Vishal Joshi, the guy who kind of runs the Web Matrix team. He's the PM on the team. We're going to talk about Web Matrix 2, which has a lot better CSS support. You can build your database in there. It goes all the way to deploying. It does pretty much everything. It's your like one-stop IDE for web tooling. John, I'll go ahead and let you talk about the rich HTML5 experiences.
Yeah, sure. So this is, again, you know, I mentioned earlier some of the, you know, jumping into standards, and this is a place where we'll dig more into, you know, here's where browsers are going and here's how you can take advantage of that. So things like SVG, SignalR, Owen, CSS. You know, we've talked before about, I really am a big fan of SVG. It's so much cool stuff you can do there. The graphic support now in all standards, you know, modern browsers, it's really cool, and it's not difficult to take advantage of them. And SignalR, I know you're a big fan of SignalR.
Huge fan of that. And I know that you're a great big fan of ASP.NET, and you've done a lot of work in that area, so I'll let you tell everybody about that class as well.
Sure, yeah. So there is a huge amount of stuff here. You've probably heard Scott Hanselman talk about this one ASP.NET thing, and, you know, it's all kind of like it's this great framework on top of which a lot of cool, Legos. It's all the Legos fall in there, right? And so, you know, you've got You've got things like some of my favorites are in MVC, MVC 4, part of this upcoming release. You've got things like great
model binding.
Well, and model binding, another thing that's cool about that is now in web forms, ASP 4.5, model binding support there too. So you can do things like you've got a model, you've got one web application that's got both web forms and MVC, and you're able to model bind both to that same model, which is pretty slick. Things also, adaptive rendering and mobile support, both kind of work together in a good way there. The adaptive rendering using CSS, not doing any browser sniffing or anything like that. It's all just CSS standards based, and supporting different screen sizes.
Cool. And we're going to talk about all those features in that one particular thing, in that one particular session on ASP.NET 4.5. One of the things that John mentioned is MVC. John's he worked with a conference called MVCConf, mm-hmm. and that's going to be coming up here pretty soon. Kind of a floating date right now.
Yeah, we're still locking down the date. There's so much going on mm-hmm. that we're trying to get every all the people, all the lineup with when we can talk about all the new stuff. Getting conference schedules. Tricky.
So. Very tricky. A lot of schedule juggling.
Yes.
So, yeah. Lots of different things.
But it is
going
to be awesome. This is going to be the best one yet. And we're going to be expanding more and talking about all these, a lot of more new things. That was slick, wasn't it?
That was good. One of the more new things that we're going to be talking about that I'm a huge fan of, a couple months back, we did a show with Dan on the ASP.NET Web API. And as you can see right here, one of the things that we're going to talk about is how to build a service layer using only ASP.NET Web API. Mm-hmm. No more WCF in there, so if you've been intimidated by some of the configuration, no longer a problem because, as he mentioned, MVC has a lot of new tricks. One of those tricks is Web API. So we're going to do a whole session just on Web API, talk about how you can consume it using jQuery, talk about how you can do self-hosting in a native C# application. You might even get into something like a desktop application or a WPF app talking to Web API backend. And then the last thing that we'll talk about is how to deploy an app to Azure. We both work on the Azure team, so mm-hmm. obviously we're big fans of Azure. And Jim O'Neill will be at the Boston location, that's not Boston. We'll show you where Boston is real quick.
In case you did not know. You will learn something on this show today.
Yes. This is Boston, and this is where John is going to be on stage with Jim and some other people going through the agenda that we just showed you. And Jim is probably going to be the one telling you all about how to deploy your app to Azure and some of the things that you need to think about when you do. Mm-hmm. So there's our agenda. Real quickly, I'll also pull up a list of the instructors. All the people that work really, really, really hard. See my ugly mug? I mentioned Jim O'Neill. He's one of our guys that's going to be in Boston with John, who's sitting there right next to him. And then a guy that will be going with me to Brussels, Matthew Osborne, and a gentleman that just did a show last week right here in this very studios, Syed Hashimi. This is our announcement show where we get to tell you all about the different stuff that's going to be coming up in the web camps, coming to a city near you, hopefully sometime in the near future. We've got a couple of events lined up between now and the summer, and then we're probably going to do quite a bit more of these that will introduce even newer topics later on in the year. But we can't tell you too much about that right now. We just promise that they're going to be there. So if you have any questions, just go out here, and we've got a FAQ page. We've also got a downloads link. So that if you want to download some of the tools, such as Visual Studio 11 Beta or the WebMatrix 2.0 Beta, you could download those tools right now and start learning about them. So by the time you get there, you'll have great questions to stump us while we're on stage.
Or follow along, right?
Or follow along.
Bring your laptop
true.
Follow along, yep.
And pretty soon, we're going to have a download link. You'll see here the WebCamps training kit. That's actually a link that you can download the webcams that John ran, I think, a year or 2 years ago.
Yeah, I was involved with them. James Sr. set those up. That was almost 2 years ago. Okay. That was fun. That was a huge, big mm-hmm. world tour, and mm-hmm. those were the first ones. And those webcam training kits are awesome. They go through some more in-depth scenarios. People sometimes ask, okay, you show us some good getting started stuff on the websites. Where can I go for 201 level, 301 level content? Webcams training kits are great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the work you're doing on these, Brady, is really cool. I've seen some sneak peeks, and it is not to be missed.
That's paying for that. Yeah, the content's going to be really, really awesome. Should have a link up right here in the download section to download the 2012 WebCamps training kit stuff probably by end of April. I would guess around April 20th, 23rd, we're probably going to have the link up here to download that stuff using our web installer, which you should probably already have. If you don't have any of these things, if you just download the web platform installer, it'll make it really easy for you to get all the other stuff. And then you can get started and, you know, come and go crazy with us at these sessions. One other one that I'm going to talk about, if I can pull this up, Silicon Valley. Oh, if I can learn how to spell Silicon Valley. Yes, I did. Silicon Valley. Silicon. How about we just do this?
Mountain View, I think.
Mountain View. We just do this.
Even better. Travel the world.
We'll just travel the world. We'll just sail around the tip over here to the San Francisco area. San Francisco, Silicon Valley, that area. We're going to have one coming up there pretty soon as well. Again, don't have the date nailed down, so we don't have the registration link on the page. But if you live or you want to travel to Belgium.
Which, by the way, people do.
People
do. Really cool. We've talked to people at these webcams that have traveled, flown on planes, driven 9 hours. You know, they'll throw three or four people in a car and they'll drive all night. It's cool.
Nice. Yeah. And like John said, this is not, as you can tell, not a really organized thing. We have a lot of fun with them. We want them to be really interactive. We're going to talk about some stuff and we're going to give away some hands-on labs even before the events, so that by the time you get there, you'll have all kinds of questions and whatnot. But if you live or want to travel to Belgium to see myself and Matthew Osborne give these sessions, you can go ahead and register here and just keep looking back on this. You can pin this site, as John's already shown you, and whenever it gets updated, you'll know. But we're going to have the other registration links up in a matter of days, if not weeks. So just keep looking back, and we'll be in your town soon. John, do you have anything else to add?
I do not.
Cool. Awesome. Well, it's been nice hanging out with you guys today. Thanks for visiting WebCamps. Take care.